Today, China put carfentanil and three related opioids on a list of controlled substances. That drug, which is 10,000 times more powerful than morphine, is used as an elephant tranquilizer, and it's been responsible for a number of overdoses and deaths here in the United States. The Drug Enforcement Administration says today's news could be a game changer in the fight against opioids. Brian Spiegel is China correspondent at The Wall Street Journal. He's on Skype in Beijing. And Brian, why do people, including at the DEA, believe this could have such a big impact on the U.S. opioid epidemic?
Well, I think it's important to back up and understand that the DEA has been very concerned with this issue for a long time. Every time they come to Beijing and they meet with their Chinese counterparts here, they have been raising not only the issue of the fentanyl epidemic in the United States, but also all of the analog compounds and substances like carfentanil, which are ravaging so many parts of the U.S. So the U.S. has been pushing for China to control these substances more aggressively for some time now. The Chinese side, for their part, has been indicating they were willing to do this. The DEA acting administrator, Chuck Rosenberg, was here in Beijing. After that meeting, I had a chance to speak with their spokesman, and he indicated that the Chinese were making progress on this. And today they finally have announced that they're going to pull the trigger on it.
And do we know how many of these substances make it from China to the United States? Of all the places that drugs come in from other countries, is a lot of it coming from China?
So the DEA certainly believes that a huge amount of it comes from China. It's very difficult to quantify because this is an illicit trade in many cases, particularly in the United States, it's an illicit trade. So why the DEA is characterizing it as a game changer that could save dozens or even hundreds of American lives over a given year is because simply because of a supply-demand equation, right? Can we fundamentally cut down on the amount of supply of fentanyl analogs in the United States? And I think from the DEA's point of view, from the administration's point of view, is we have to work more closely with China.
Well, and we read that in 2015, China banned some substances and they became much harder to find in the United States.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And I think that's what's so encouraging for the DEA about this move. What they see anecdotally, what they see from their experience working on this is when China decides to control substances, it does have the capacity to limit the export of these substances, right? So the Chinese government is not weak in terms of capacity of controlling the outflow of synthetic opioids. Rather, it's a matter of getting them to agree to list these substances, to ban the export of these substances, which I think is a much slower process for China.
By the way, is there an opioid problem in China?
So I think that's one of the things that we have to remember here. There's an education that has to go on from the U.S. to the Chinese side, which doesn't exist with a lot of other drugs. So take methamphetamine, for example. In the case of meth, there's a huge meth addiction problem in China. And so that makes it much easier for, I think, for the U.S. or much simpler for the U.S. and China to cooperate. On fentanyl, there's simply not nearly the scale of problem that exists in the U.S. The DEA has to come to Beijing and they have to convince the Chinese how important this problem is, which is frankly happening thousands of miles away from them across the Pacific Ocean. So simply because the fact that it does not exist in China means that it's an uphill battle in many cases for the DEA to explain and to educate the Chinese on why this problem should matter to them as well.
That's Brian Spiegel, who is a China correspondent at The Wall Street Journal, joining us from Beijing. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.